After flattening out over the past 8 months, Utah health officials say the Utah daily new case average is almost 1,000, and most new infections are among the unvaccinated. Mo Hickey with Voices for Utah Children says, with no vaccines available for kids under the age of 12, returning to school without masks will leave them vulnerable.
We should be adjusting as new data becomes available. And when the endgame bill was passed, our caseload were heading in the right direction, our hospitalization was heading in the right direction, and the vaccine had become available. The new data is our caseloads are going higher, our hospitalizations are going higher.
Utah legislatures passed the so-called endgame bill in March, which took the authority away from school districts to put mask requirements in place. Only county councils in Utah can vote, based on the local health department's request to require masks in local schools. Currently, 53% of all Utah residents are fully vaccinated, but Hickey says that number takes a steep drop among younger people.
In terms of vaccination rate for our K-12 population, we're in the 20 range, and that's not going to provide the safety that we need at the moment until we get those numbers higher and a vaccine becomes available for 12 and under.
Hickey emphasized that Voices for Utah Children's mask request is not political, but based on the latest guidelines from Utah pediatricians and a set of interim guidelines published by the American Academy of Pediatrics in July.
We've learned a lot, and what we're learning is that masks definitely had a positive effect on the transmission rates. We're following data and science.
He says to reinstate the mask requirement for all K-12 schools, the Utah legislature would have to call for a special session, and none is planned at the state capitol. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.